This is File 47, Cycle 2. Today's date is October 11th, 2016. This is Jean McMillan. I am happy to interview Lisa Carter, who is the current principal of Salisbury Central School, and she's going to talk about her experiences with Salisbury Central School, her career path, and anything else she wants to talk about. But first, we'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
Lisa Carter.
And where were you born?
I was born in Augusta, Georgia.
And when were you born?
In 1956, August.
August 11th.
Yes.
And your parents' names?
Are Robert and Diana Bowden.
B-O-W-D-E-N.
Correct.
Do you have siblings?
I do. Paul and Christopher Bowden.
And your education after high school?
After high school, I went to Georgetown University, where I achieved a B.S. in Mandarin Chinese, and then from there to the University of Southern California, where I graduated in 1985 with an MBA, and then after that, while I was a teacher, I pursued a six-year degree in educational leadership, which is experience beyond a master's, and that was at Central Connecticut State University, and I graduated from there. Completed that degree in 2012, May of 2012.
Wonderful background. And you're only the second Mandarin specialist I've spoken with.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yes, it is. How did you come to the area?
We came to the area after deciding to make a lifestyle change in 2001. We came just before September 11th, really, June of 2001. When our children were young, and just we made the decision to raise them here rather than in New York City.
Good choice. Your career path, please.
My career path has been interesting and not necessarily linear. I graduated from college in 1978 when the United States was just normalizing relations with mainland China. And so, wanting to use my Chinese and get to China as quickly as possible, I worked for Union Oil. Well, I worked first for the State Department for a couple of years, helping them to write curriculum to train their foreign service officers to be prepared to open diplomatic offices on the mainland. And from there, I went to work for Union Oil Company until 1985, where I worked in the technology sales department and was the person with the language capability who could be a liaison between the technology sales department and the Chinese. And what Union Oil Company was doing was licensing refining technology to make jet fuel and diesel fuel to the people in China, and then helping them build and operate the plants that were making that product.
Next, business school.
Then I went to business school because I realized that I needed some additional tools in my toolkit to advance my career. So I went to the University of Southern California, and I there decided that I was interested in organization design, human resource planning, and leadership. Where does all that come from in the corporate world? And specialized in that and went from there to a company called Hay Management Consultants, where I worked for about 10 years and was part of what was called the Organization Design or Effectiveness, Organization Effectiveness Practice. And there I did a lot of work with corporate climate analysis and improvement. I did work with leadership management succession planning, which helped clients identify where their leaders could come from within the organization, and also just organization design in general and how companies were structured to make sure that the structure was in alignment with where they were going from a strategic planning standpoint.
Then you moved to Norfolk?
Well, while I was with Hay, I was in Southern California. I moved to Boston, where I met my husband, and then was in New York for a number of years where I didn't work. I was raising my children.
When you moved to Norfolk, you started substituting?
I did. I started as a sub. I actually subbed a lot at Salisbury Central School and at the high school. Those were the two main schools where I did my sub work. In the area of social studies, I tried to do as much in social studies as possible. And while I was subbing, I was completing my coursework that I needed in order to be able to be a certified teacher in the public school system.
And you were hired here as an interim principal.
I was. After teaching at the high school for 11 years, I was hired in. I started in August of 2012.
And you were hired permanently
in February of 2013.
And we're so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you. I love being here. It's just the best job I've ever
had.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, oh, yes. What do you see as... wait a minute, I lost myself here. What do you see as school strengths?
The school strengths, I think, are, well, is the entire community. I would say that the teachers are absolutely outstanding. And they are so focused on understanding where they are in this century and really making sure that they are trying to meet the needs the best they can of children who are growing up in this very complex and certainly interesting times we find ourselves in. And then I would say that the students are so lovely and so wonderful and so eager to learn. And they're supported by wonderful, wonderful parents who really, really support what we're trying to do with their children at the school. And then finally, the community is incredible. I mean, just incredible in their support for understanding that it's not... the times have changed, and they want Salisbury Central School to keep up with the changing times as they do in terms of digital tools, teaching styles, and methods, and just being very supportive of our program in general.
You're a very positive lady, but it is a wonderful community.
It really is. It really is.
Why did you want to become a teacher?
Well, I think it's something I wanted to do for a long time. But didn't really realize it. I think my choice of consulting after business school was definitely I was in an educational mode with the corporate world. And I had often during that time thought about teaching in a school, teaching kids, but didn't really have the confidence to do it. I thought I was too serious and kids really wouldn't like me. And when we came up here, I thought, well, I'm just going to dive in and try it. And when I started being a substitute, I really, really enjoyed being with the children. And I just feel that education is the cornerstone of the future. I mean, it sounds corny, but
no, but it isn't. It is. It is the future
of any civilization, and certainly a democracy.
Oh, absolutely.
That people can only be active citizens to the extent that they really
understand,
can read, can make decisions, can learn independently, and have the confidence that they can do something with what they know. And I find it very empowering to be part of that mechanism in our society.
And you touch a child mentally, and you never know where it's going to end.
That's right. That's right. It just keeps...
It is a beautiful thing. It really is. What's the present enrollment at Salisbury?
We are about at 280 right now.
Oh, good. What do you like best about your job here?
I guess best is I like being in the classrooms and watching the students interact with the teachers and really being able to sort of have a front row seat to the learning process and then being able to have really great productive conversations with the teachers about their practice and making sure that they have everything they need to be continuously improving. But I also love just being accessible to the students. I'm in the hall a lot. I'm talking with them a lot. I'm understanding what it is they're learning and how we're helping them really be engaged and switched on about just being kids and being doing what they do.
And they respond.
They do.
They respond to you in so many ways. And they, you know, their little radar, they're pretty delicate.
Right.
And
they know when you're having a bad day or if something's made you happy, and they buy into that.
They do.
They buy into that.
I also really like being part of the curriculum planning and development.
Yes.
And sort of that's my real passion, is being able to shape and put my thumbprint on that. And I think that literacy and numeracy are the keys to the kingdom. And
oh,
so
yeah.
However we can make that accessible to all of our children is very, very important to me.
What do you like least?
I dislike the paperwork.
Yes.
Not a fan of... I understand the need for all of the reporting because I do think it leads to some very important funding, which I think in Salisbury we might all be a little cynical about because certainly a lot of it was yanked from us last year. That is on the state level, but the federal level, we still do receive that funding for Title I reading support and for our REAP and Title II grants that lead to our professional development and to our special ed programming. So I think all of the paperwork that I have to do is somehow affiliated with that and therefore essential, but it seems like it could be better organized
more
and
efficient.
Planned and be more efficient given the technological gains that are, I know, must be available.
How do you want the school to improve?
I would like us to continue to be working on our curriculum and instruction, although I think it's excellent. I think that's something that certainly can... I think it can always be improving and be changing along with what we understand is needed for a post-secondary experience. And thinking about that starts in the very early grades. I think that we need some improvements to our physical plant, and we are currently undergoing a planning for some significant renovation at both the exterior and the interior of the building, which I think... is needed from a educational environment perspective, in terms of we put in some better lighting, but we'll be addressing better storage, better wiring, all of those things. But I also think from an ecological and responsible citizenship perspective, we need to be walking the talk there and modeling that for children.
How about promoting the learner's interest?
Oh, absolutely. Becoming more student-centered. That's where I say the improvement in instruction and curriculum is really focusing on those individual students and making sure that every single student has access to the curriculum. And that means you have to attend to what their individual interests and needs are and really find the hook for each student that's going to grab them and make them go.
And you never know.
You never do.
You
never do.
It's almost as much fun as oral history interviews.
There you go. Yeah.
What special talents do you bring to the job?
I think I have an unusual combination of corporate and educational experience. And so I think that I have lived outside of the bureaucracy of public education, and so I can ask good questions and have good influence on changing the way we do things that way. I also think that I have a global perspective, having spent time in a lot of different parts of not just the world, but also the country. So I have a very broad perspective that way. I'm a very curious person, and I haven't lost that, and
good.
I think that's really important.
Yes.
And I love that I really support kids and teachers asking questions. I want to promote that really healthy and interested dialogue among all the people that belong to our community.
What future plans do you have for Salisbury Central School?
Well, we sort of operate in 5-year plans, and certainly we want to maintain our integrity and excellence, as I have said, of our curriculum and learning program. And so our 5-year horizon for that really gets back to that question that you asked me about personalization of learning and really a lot meeting kids where they live and then bringing them along that way. And there is a lot of research and there are a lot of tools that exist now that will help us continue to build curriculum that moves in that direction. I also think that it's really important to maintain and keep up digitally. While I don't believe at all that computers will ever replace the importance of the teacher, it's our responsibility to educate children in the usefulness of the computer as a resource and also how to be responsible and respectful digital citizens. And I think that has to start when they're young.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge responsibility and safety that they learn how to take care of themselves as they use those devices. And then finally, I think there is the physical plant I feel very strongly that it's my responsibility to the taxpayers to take very good care of our physical plant and make sure that we maintain its integrity over time as well.
How about remediation?
Yes, that would be part of that personalized learning that I'm talking about. If you're meeting kids where they live, then those who need the gift of time really need then not to just be doing the same thing over and over again, but need to be addressed with different strategies that allow them to then have access to the curriculum. Likewise with kids who are ringing the bell and maybe need some additional enrichment.
Okay. I asked you before about your working relationship with the school board, the PTO, SOAR, extras, parents, teachers, and children, and all of your responses were positive.
Yes.
You had a wonderful relationship with all of them, which is very special.
I think I do, yes.
Before we close, is there anything that you'd like to add to this interview that I haven't covered?
I would just like to reiterate that I think that this school is such an important part of the Salisbury-Lakeville community. And that I really appreciate profoundly how it seems that everybody really feels that way. And I don't think the school could exist the way it does without that absolute belief that what goes on in this building is really important. And that is, I feel that every day, and it's a responsibility that I take very, very seriously. And I'm just so happy to be in a place that holds me that accountable, because that's who I am and that's what I like to do.
Thank you.
Thank you.